This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We're going to bring y'all into our huddle.
You are in the Warriors Huddle with me, Bram, and with me, per usual, my master of all things video and sound, Maxime.
How's it going?
Maxime, special episode today. What I'm hella fired up about, rejoining us in the huddle after way too long. A man with elite success at every level of basketball, including a retired high school jersey at Admiral Farragut Academy, an NCAA title with the University of Florida, and a world championship with your Golden State Warriors, the 16th pick in the 2008 draft, a key member of the only team in NBA history to win 73 games, an assistant coach at the University of Georgia Southern, and a guy who hits so many damn clutch shots in the Bay, they put buckets in his nickname, Maurice Mo Bucket Space. What's going on, Mo?
What's good, man? Appreciate it, man. I'm doing good, man. I'm down here in Florida right now, enjoying this weather. Appreciate you having me on the show. Always an honor.
Yo, you know the honor is ours. Here, I'll share a little random thing I found out about you while doing the background. There are 47 people on Earth, Mo. So I don't know what the population is, you know, whatever billion, however many people are out there. Of those billions of people out there, there are 47 people in the universe, in the history of college and professional basketball, who have won a title at both those levels, who have a world championship in the pros and a collegiate championship in the NC2As. So shit, man, the pleasure is ours. We appreciate you.
It's mutual. We got mutual respect. So it's always, you know what I mean? It's always good. Always good to be on the show. Especially y'all guys. Great job with y'all's show. So it's always good to be on here, man.
Yeah, well, appreciate you saying that. Give us an update, man. So last time we had you, I'm not sure you had started at Georgia Southern. How's it being an assistant coach over there? What's the feel?
So right now I'm in a transition and going to another spot. Georgia Southern was good. I was able to work with Charlie, who was in the NBA. As assistant coach, so it was a fun experience. I learned a lot about the game from the other side as being a coach. And it's always about the kids. It's always about the people. So I was able to build relationships with a lot of good people and help a lot of kids there. So it was a great experience for me.
I'll be a little transparent about what kind of a person I am, Mo. So if that's me, if I become a college coach and I've got an NBA championship in my pocket, I may not bring up the title, you know, during practices, but I might fuck around and bring my championship ring once or twice, you know, just have it on just in case they see it. Would you do that? Like, who are you in this, man? Did you play it a little bit more cool than I would? Or did you, know, a couple of times bring out the bling?
Yeah, I'm more like a laid back guy. I don't really talk about, unless people start talking about it, I can put my two cents in, but I'm more a laid back guy, just filling the room out. And and when guys ask me questions about certain stuff, I'll talk about it. I'm not one just going. I probably bring my ring to the office just to show a couple guys inside, like a small circle. But I'm not one who's going to brag all the time. I'm not like that.
I would be that asshole. I'd have both rings on I'd have the University of Florida ring on too. Just totally needlessly. Maxime, who are you on this, man? I think you probably play it a little bit cooler.
Yeah, but that's because I would have the championships. You know, it's like such an aspiration at the moment that if I woke up tomorrow and it's like, hey, you just entered into an alternate reality where you have NBA championships, I'd be flexing all over the place.
Yeah, fair enough. Mo, I'm gonna pass along some compliments here. So our next section is the mailbag. We call it our golden questions. We let people know who's coming on, then they give us questions. And just like the last time we had you on, not only did I get an ass ton of questions, I got a bunch of compliments. So I'm just going to give them to you, all right? And then we'll start asking the questions. Here are the things that I got back. This is Mo Buckets was a problem. Please remind Mo that he eats for free in the Bay. Spates was a fucking legend. And then here's my favorite one. Ask Mo if he can give us a good 15 to 20 minutes a night. I miss his shooting, outlet passes, and highlight dunks, and things aren't going that well in the Bay. So there you go, man. The love is still incredibly strong here in Oakland and SF.
Yeah. That was a special place for me. Also, like, and for my family. And every time I go out there now, I still get a lot of love. So it's always going to be family out there. It's always going to be a second home for me. Just because of the tight people out there and just the Warrior organization and those guys.
The memories that you made out there, you made for all of us, you know, as you can imagine, especially now, right? So I don't want to say that the run is over. Who knows what happens in this offseason? You know, maybe the Warriors get to retool and they surround Steph. But, you know, kind of a shitty year for us. And it makes you nostalgic. You know, it makes you really appreciate what you just went through. And that's really true as I was getting ready for this, man. And so I got a bunch of questions from a lot of different people. We're going to be skipping around. And here's the first. So you joined the Warriors in 2013. But that very next year, 2014, that's their first title year. Yeah. At what point during that first title run did you believe, okay, we got a shot? You know, because I don't, as a fan, I don't remember entering that season thinking championship. Like, we knew how good you were and we were excited for the team, but no one was thinking like real contention. When did you realize, oh, yeah, we might win one here?
So I remember me and Harrison always been like a locker mate. We was always next to each other. So us getting beat by the Clippers the year before in game 7 or whatever game that was, everybody in the locker room after that game was like, yo, everybody just go kill the summer and come back and be better. Then they made the transition to Coach Kerr. So guys had confidence going back into the second year, all of the second year. So we felt – we used to just be talking like, bro, what if we win a championship? Or what if we did this? What if we did that? So it was never really a time that we was like, oh, man, we might win until we won it. Honestly, because, you know what I mean? Everybody was like, yo, just come back and get better. And then during the year, we was playing good. But I can't lie and say you, we knew we was going to win that. No. Because in basketball, you don't really know until it happens.
Yep.
So for us, we just were talking about, man, what if we did this? What if we went on a run and got lucky and won a championship? And then we kept talking about it. Then it ended up happening. Like, oh, man, this really happened. Like, we really did it. But we always knew, like, we had enough talent in the room to be really good, but we didn't know where our peak would really be at.
It was the same watching y'all. You know, I mean, like, it was almost as if when I was talking with friends about that first run, it's almost as if none of us wanted to say you had a chance because we jinx it. You know what I mean? It was just like, oh, let's just enjoy it. Enjoy each step. And the steps just keep getting farther and farther and farther. Here's a play I really wanted to run by. So you play a huge role in that championship journey. But you also played a huge role in this kind of legendary Steph Curry play. All right, so I'm going to bring us back. It's 2014. You guys are already up 2-0 on New Orleans. It's game 3. You're at the Pelicans. And the Pelicans are desperate. So they go up real big. But you guys somehow come all the way back, you know, and you're now down 3 with 9.6 seconds left. And it's this legendary play. Yeah, you pass the ball into Steph. He misses the first one, but you get an enormous offensive rebound, give it back out to Steph while setting the screen, and then Steph hits that 3 above Anthony Davis and the whole fucking team. They crash into him. Should have been a 4-point play. I have seen that replay 1,000 times, Mo. but I've never got to talk to anybody who was in the play. And you were just in it, man. You played a huge role. So what's your memory? Take me through those 9.6 seconds, man.
No, like you said, it was okay. I mean, New Orleans was playing really good that night. Like you said, it was desperate. They had our hand, but you know, I mean, we're the team that know how to win. Got guys on the team that's capable of getting hot at any time. So, like you said, the first one stuff missing. Like for myself, I wasn't really having the best game, but I was. And I mean, I was on the bench because I played a lot in the fourth quarter. And the coach subbed me out, and I was like, man, if I get back in, I'm gonna make a play. And I remember telling Sean Livingston that. And then when I got out there, it was an opportunity for me to make a play for the team. And just remember just getting it, looking at the ball off the rim and just finding the right spot to get to it. Like, it was a little luck, but, you know, I mean, when you got a sense of the basketball, a sense of the ball coming off the rim, anything could happen. So I was able to do it and found him. So a lot of people, I've definitely been seeing a lot of that play lately. And for me, I'm just really honored to be in that opportunity, be in that situation, to be able to make plays like that. It shows these younger kids out here playing basketball, it's not always about the scoring, it's about the other stuff. When you got guys on your team that's able to score at a high level, it's about the pieces that's willing to fit in and do whatever it takes to win. So I was happy that situation happened. I was able to find the best shooter to ever play the game and knock it down and get killed over there in the corner.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I'm happy about, that you were on the floor, Mo. So the offensive rebound is what gets the attention, and it should. You know, we don't get the rebound, we don't get the shot, the game's over right then. But when I rewatched it today a bunch of times, you know what stuck out to me? It wasn't the offensive rebound. It's after you get the offensive rebound, you not only hand it off to Steph in the corner, the screen you set was so nasty. I don't remember. I should have had the replay here so I could give you the player. But whoever it was, you crushed. And it's why Steph was able to take the three. So, I mean, just a huge heads-up play by you, because it wasn't just keeping your composure. You knew exactly who to get it to and then what to do with your body to get him the open shot.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a good play, man. Really good play.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people, I think right now, I made that play right now, they'll call an offensive foul and all kind of stuff. Maybe a flagrant.
I think you're right. I think you're 100% right.
Right.
That run, so not just their first title, also Steph's first MVP and kind of his introduction to everybody. You know, Warrior fans knew how good he was, but the rest of the world didn't. And then he gets the MVP and it starts this kind of once in a generation view on him. But for us, even the people who love Steph, all we can see, Mo, is what happens live during the games. When you were just practicing with him, I mean, like behind the scenes, is he doing crazy stuff there too? I mean, like, is there like a practice by practice basis where you guys are reminded of the talent he is?
The kid, no, just Steph's just a guy who's, he works hard, man. He works very hard and he works on his craft. For example, we'll practice for like an hour and a half, hour 15, depends on what part of the season we're on. But Steph will go after practice, when we done practicing, and go to his court by himself and practice for another 45 minutes to an hour with a guy guarding him full court or half court, game speed. So he'll practice with us. Then after we're done practicing, he'll have a guy, Nick, I think he's part of the front office now, guarding him half court, full speed for another hour. So the guy's so all those shots he be making in the games, loads of shots you see sometimes when he's practicing, and also when he's working with Nick half court every day. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of shots he practices. That's the kind of shots he gets off. So nothing surprised me with that guy, because he works so hard. And that's what a lot of people don't really understand. That guy works really hard. And that's why he's a role model for a lot of people, a superstar for a lot of people, because the guy works hard. He put in the work. So none of that stuff happens by accident.
Give me, it's another personality question. So if that's me, even if I didn't want to practice, I'm done with practice, I'm exhausted, and then I see the superstar putting in another 45 minutes, full court running, even if I didn't want to practice anymore, I'd feel like I'd have to. You know, like, he's over there, like, you know, like, it is what it is. Like, is that what goes down? But how you see that, how do you react?
Nah, like, yeah, you definitely don't keep playing. You definitely don't keep getting some shots, but sometimes you get caught just watching them. Like, you know what I mean? And not just him, it's those guys, Clay and Draymond, those guys, all those guys going to work, but you just watching him just see, like, man, now I see why he's who he is, because he's working really hard and he's making all these shots and he's first one, last one on the court, just extra. He's doing everything extra. He's doing everything game speed. And that's the thing about him. He's going to do everything game speed. You know what I mean? So that's the part that, you know what I mean, all the guys we used to watch. And we also definitely put some more work in because he's definitely doing it.
If the best is that, like, if the CEO is putting in overtime, you know, I can't bounce as a regular employee. Like, I'm putting in, you know, more time too.
Yep.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You mentioned Steph Clay and Dre. Perfect transition. All right, so first, more transparency. As you can imagine, Bo, it's been a tough year for Warriors fans. It's been weird. And one of the things that's been weird is our relationship with Clay. You know, I love the man to death, but a tough year for him. And we're going through our own kind of transition period. And today, it got a little bit worse, Mo. There was a report from Bleacher Report that said, and you know, it's not breaking news, but that Orlando has interest in Clay. And Clay has interest in Orlando. So I know no offers yet, and who knows what goes down. But it led to this question, because you played with and saw these guys go through the fire together. In your opinion, how important is it that Steph, Clay, and Dre play their whole careers together? You know, like, is that a thing that only fans care about, or is that a big deal from a player's perspective too?
I think for a player's perspective with those guys, because they grinded together. They've been doing it for a long time. And also for the Bay Area, man, those guys deserve to see those guys retire as Warriors because of the blueprint, of what they did and what they continue doing right now. Like, and I remember like in free agency, I heard that like a couple years ago with Clay in Orlando. So that's not really surprising, but I think they should have stayed. I think they should have stick it out some kind of way.
I'm with you. Up until now, literally the last podcast, Mo, I've been playing hardball in my mind. Don't pay him over $23 million. You know, we got to make sure that we got flexibility. And then I read that shit today and even though we had talked about it before, seeing it in black and white that he may go to another team, I immediately took back everything else I said. Like, nope, keep him here. F Orlando. We can't do any of that. But here's another question I was really excited to ask you. All right. So the other kind of weird, angsty part of this year, Mo, was Draymond. I love the man. As a fan, what he has done defensively for Golden State feels like is just important as what Steph did offensively. And I genuinely believe that he wouldn't be as successful defensively if he didn't have that fire that we occasionally see go the other direction. But this year, you know, the fire got kind of used against him. He's suspended all these games. I mean, you've been watching. You know what's up. But what I wanted to ask you is, you played with Draymond for 3 seasons. You won championships with him. You know, you did full journeys, things that we've never done. How would you describe Draymond Green as a teammate?
No, he's an awesome teammate. Just a guy who's really competitive and want to win. Going to do whatever it takes to win. And sometimes that might be sacrificing whatever it is. A tough play just to show his team, like, yo, I'm here for y'all. I'm here to ride for y'all. But a lot of people might see as it being different, but me being there, being in the locker room with him, seeing him grinding, that's what it is. He's been playing basketball for a long time, so he's trying to feel like these guys probably like, oh, he's getting washed or whatever. So he got to protect himself also. But I know that guy right there want to win. He want to win. He's going to do whatever it takes to win.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Here's some quotes for you. Maxime, this is from Mo's Twitter account or X account, whatever the hell we're supposed to call it now. Quote, Ant-Man is a dog. He plays both ends very hard. Young players take note. He wants the ball when it counts. Ant-Man is like that. Mo, how you feeling about Ant Edwards, man? Give us your take after watching him during that first, after sweeping Phoenix, and now they're up 1-0 on Denver.
So the thing why I like Ant-Man so much is because I coached against him, and I was coaching in the top 100 camp back in 2018 when he was there. I think that's right, 2018 when he was there. And I just sat down and talked with him. I didn't know who the kid was. I was just seeing him up there. He was kind of sitting by himself. So I went up there and asked a couple of questions, just chop it up with him. So when I came back home, I told my guys and I told my family, I was like, yo, I just seen probably the best high school player in the country. You're going to be a number one pick in a couple of years. I'm calling it. Huh. So for me, just seeing him back then to see him now, I'm like, yo, I knew that guy was going to be this guy. I knew it. So me just watching him, watching his growth, is like, man, I appreciate watching him play, man, because Michael Jordan, my favorite player, and he gives some flashes of MJ. So that's why I like him so much, because he's a dog. He's playing hard, like both ends. You know what I mean?
Tell me more about that conversation. And yes, I couldn't agree more. He is the only guy, you know what I've been saying on this show, is the only guy I can remember who has a 1,000% approval rating. You know, like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. We had a party at my house on Saturday, a bunch of different fans from a bunch of different teams. And the one thing that everyone was good with is talking about how good Ant Edwards was. You know, like, we couldn't find one guy who was like, nope, F that guy. Everybody was on board. But way more important, so you have that conversation with him. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't specifically what he said. But what was it? Like, his personality? What stuck out that made you feel like, oh, this guy's coming?
It was just a mature guy at that age. He was probably 16, 17 at that age, just knowing and just talking the right way and just knowing, like, yo, I really love this game. Like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there. Like, just acknowledging, like, yeah, man, I see. I know who you are. Like, basically you're saying, you know who I am, man. And I mean, respect all the NBA stuff, but he just had a demeanor to himself that, you know, he was going to be great. I can't really describe it like that, but he had a demeanor like, you know, he was going to be really good, and he works hard, and he's not going to let it get to his head. Yep. And as you see, he's going to step on that court. It don't matter who's on the court. It don't matter who it is in front of him. He's not going to let this media stuff get to him. He's going to go out there and give it 100%, and that's what it's all about, guys like that. And I knew that from a younger age, seeing him and how he developed and how he carried himself, that he was going to be that guy.
I love that take. My way less insider version of that was when he did that Netflix movie. And I forget its name now. It's the one where Adam Sandler plays a scout. But Ant Edwards is like the bad guy in that movie. And we get like a small glimpse at his personality. And you could just tell he's a dog. And it made me like him way more immediately. And that's before any of the success we're seeing now. The personality stuck out to me. Other young guys, other players who stick out to you? Because these playoffs have felt kind of like the passing of the baton. You know, like, it seems like we're watching the future play itself out already. So other teams or anything else that's sticking out?
No, I like watching, like, of course, like Kyrie. Everybody thought he was kind of like done, but he's showing everybody he's still here. And honestly, I'm a big Devin Booker fan. I know they got swept, but the way he plays, he's a dog also, man. The way he plays and the way he go out there and compete all the time, I really like enjoying those guys, man, watching those guys. But there's a lot of more guys out there, but Ant-Man is definitely one.
Well, and Kyrie's return to just basketball, I feel like over the last few years we've forgotten how great of a player he is. Because when we talk about Kyrie, it's other stuff, you know, the world's flat, like, you know, whatever it is. But watching him in Dallas just play basketball is a reminder of how talented that man is. His finishing package, his ability to finish at the rim, I mean, it rivals anyone I've watched. You know, that he's one of the only dudes who can go one on three and decide, yep, I'm still going to score this. You know, and then he does. He can still actually finish at the rim despite being outnumbered.
At a high level.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Last question, Mo, because I've kept you longer than promised. Who's your guess? You had to bet something significant to you. Who wins the 2024 championship?
Minnesota.
Oh, wow. Let's go. Would you have guessed that before they went up 1-0? Like, did you already have that in pocket?
My buddy Lewis Murphy, he played for Oakland Raiders, my best friend. He's from St. Pete also. He went to Florida with me. He have a podcast, one-on-one podcast. We talked about this before the series even started, who I thought was going to win. And you can go on there and check. I'm going to give his Instagram. I'm going to give y'all his Instagram right now.
Let's go. I believe you. Hell yes. Well, I don't think we're going to have a better place to finish there, Mo. We'll keep it at that incredible guess. I really appreciate you, man. For people who need way more Mo Buckets in their life, where do they go?
You go on Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot. You know what I mean? Just talking about the game. Talking about other stuff too, but that's what I'm mostly on Twitter. So all these fans, I know a lot of those Bay Area fans and Oakland fans in general always be tagging me and stuff, and I really appreciate it, and I definitely try to tag the most I can when they do it.
Mo, I can tell you, and we started this with a little bit of ass kissing, I'll end it the same way. The Bay is passionate, but we're also genuine. You know, the earning love here takes a lot, but once you've earned it, it never goes away. Just never. So all those things I said up front, couldn't echo more, man. You eat for free in the Bay anytime. That's certainly true with us. So, yo, we appreciate you. Appreciate everything you've done. And thanks for joining us, man. This was a ton of fun. I hope we can do it again at some point.
Thank y'all for the invite, man. Always fun being on the show, man. Y'all keep being great. Thank y'all.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Appreciate you.
Good.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.